When I said that we should practice bhakti because Krishna is so wonderful, not because the world is so dreadful. But isn't one of the categories of people who come Krishna is because they are distressed and they need relief? Yes. Now Krishna does say that the distress come to him. But he doesn't say that the distress stay with him. Now for them to stay with him, it may take bahunam janmanam anti gyanavan maam prapadati. The initial, they start doing some bhajan. Chaturvidha bhajante maam. They start practicing something. But their practice is only initial. They are not surrendering. For surrender, it may take many lifetimes. So suffering is for most of us an initial impetus which starts our spiritual journey. But the initial impetus will not fuel our spiritual journey for long. At the starting point, frustration is fine. So, say, like I give the example. Somebody says, oh, I was frustrated in the relationship, so I want to become a brahmachari. Well, no, if you're frustrated in the relationship, start developing a relationship with Krishna. Not that you have to renounce the world. And then, start developing a relationship with Krishna, start practicing bhakti, start living the life of a devotee. And then afterwards, if you get sufficient attraction, show sufficient dedication, then you may consider full-time practice of bhakti as a brahmachari. But the important thing is that for whatever reason people come to Krishna, we welcome them. But for sustainable practice of bhakti, one needs to have more of a positive motivation than a negative motivation. So, from the platform of practicing bhakti because I am distressed, to the platform of practicing bhakti because I love Krishna, because I want to serve Krishna. That is a long journey. Because ultimately, you know, when we love someone, we are not simply concerned about being free from distress. Love means that we are often ready to take up distress for the sake of our beloved. Isn't it? When a mother has a child, at that time, the mother mostly loses a lot, loses peaceful night's sleep, loses peace, loses routine. But then there's love over there. So like that, if we come to Krishna simply for freedom from distress, then our connection with Krishna will be there. When the distress goes away, we'll end the connection. But even if the connection stays, we'll not really become very deep or committed. Because we'll always be looking, even in Krishna Bhakti, I don't want any distress. I don't want any trouble. But one aspect of love is, actually we are ready to sacrifice, we are ready to take up trouble for the Lord's sake. If Prabhupada had wanted a distress-free life, he could have stayed in Vrindavan chanting Hare Krishna. And he came to America, that meant he took a lot of trouble. So distress can be a good initial motive, but it's not a sustainable motive. Sustainable motive is that Krishna is so wonderful that I want to love Krishna. Even if I don't feel Krishna is wonderful, at least intellectually I understand Krishna is wonderful. And I want to connect with him. That will sustain us in bhakti. Does that answer your question?
So can we say from these